falling rates, a trade war, it's enough to make you say, enough. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 28th day of May. Welcome back following the Memorial Day holiday. Also today, after saying nyet to Queens, the story is that Amazon may be courting Manhattan. In yet another Amazon story, might they be purging small business away from the platform? IKEA is changing its business model, or so it might seem. Meredith sort of sells Sports Illustrated and a look at new technology for agriculture with a nifty app called CropStream. Our guest is Craig Dick, and we think you're going to like this conversation. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, I'm on Twitter as well. You can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, let's get into it. Stocks across the big board closed lower today. Between the ongoing trade war and the fall of the 10-year T-bill to its lowest level in 19 months, all of that gave investors pause to consider the global and national economy. I'll have all the numbers later on in the newscast. Well, Amazon may not be done with the Big Apple just yet. The story is, after walking away from a deal to build a headquarters on the Queens waterfront in Long Island City, Amazon is back to shopping for office space in Manhattan's West Side. Sources tell the Post the tech giant has been in talks with owners of two shiny new skyscrapers located just one block west of Penn Station. The newly built One Manhattan West and its soon-to-be sister project, Two Manhattan West, are the focus of the story. One source said the online retailer is seeking at least 100,000 square feet, maybe much more. Amazon, which already has 5,000 workers in New York City, had been seriously looking at Two Manhattan West prior to choosing Long Island City back in November. Brookfield, which owns the Two Manhattan West towers and another at Five Manhattan West, where Amazon is already a tenant, declined through a spokesperson that it was leasing to the Seattle company. But multiple sources pointed to the company's strict confidentiality agreements as a potential reason for being quiet. If you were with us last week, we also shared with you that Google is looking to expand in New York City as well. Silicon Valley East, right? A couple of months ago, a ripple in Amazon caused a bit of a panic. You might remember that we reported the retail giant had halted orders from thousands of suppliers with no explanation. There was widespread panic until the orders quietly resumed weeks later, with Amazon suggesting the pause was part of a campaign to weed out counterfeit products. Remember that story? Everybody seemed to then relax. Well, not so fast. Word has leaked out that in the next few months, bulk orders will dry up for thousands of mostly smaller suppliers. According to sources, Amazon's aim is to cut costs and focus wholesale purchasing on major brands like Procter & Gamble, Sony, Lego, those types of things. That will ensure the company has adequate supplies of must-have merchandise and help it compete with the likes of Walmart, Target, and Best Buy. The mom-and-pops that have all relied on Amazon for such a long time will have to learn new ways of doing business on the website. Rather than selling in bulk directly to Amazon, they will need to win sales one shopper at a time. It's one of the biggest shifts in Amazon's e-commerce strategy since it opened the site to independent sellers almost 20 years ago. Those familiar with the plan say it could be changed or canceled, scrapped, or maybe put in place. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, IKEA is launching a new app to allow customers to shop remotely for products that they can visualize in the context of their own homes, lessening the need for them to travel to its vast network of self-service out-of-town stores. You knew it was just a matter of time before convenience ruled. The world's biggest furniture retailer is shifting its business model away from pushing customers through its suburban stores toward making shopping easier online and downtown. The app will be launched first in France and then the Netherlands, and will be rolled out in IKEA's top 8 markets, including Germany, the United States, and China, by the end of the year. It's going to be able to allow users to visualize how their homes could be furnished with IKEA products by inputting room dimensions and then choosing from different tastes and life stages. They can then order those products, through the app. Sports Illustrated's intellectual property has been sold for $110 million. Authentic Brands has bought the rights to license the 65-year-old sports magazine, but publisher Des Moines-based Meredith will continue to run its print and digital editorial operations for at least 2 years. The unusual purchase includes the magazine's photo archive of more than 2 million images, as well as its swimsuit and Sports Person of the Year franchises. Meredith took on Sports Illustrated when it acquired Time last year for $1.8 billion. Well, the Dow closed down 237 points to end the day at 25,347. The blue chips gave up a 131-point gain from earlier in the day. The S&P 500 pulled back 0.8 to settle at 2802 as the consumer staples and utilities sectors lagged. The NASDAQ shed 0.4 to close at 7607. The major indexes slid to their session lows in the last hour of trading. The yield on the benchmark 10-year T-note fell to about 2.26%, its lowest level in 19 months. As you know, yields move inversely to prices. Bank shares fell broadly amid the lower interest rates. Goldman Sachs dropped by 1.8%, while Citigroup was down by 0.9%. And J.P. Morgan Chase, down by 1.1%, Morgan Stanley and Wells Fargo also dropped. The drop in bank shares and rates come after President Donald Trump said yesterday that the U.S. was not ready to make a deal with China, adding that he expected one in the future. Trump also said tariffs on Chinese imports could go up substantially. Gold was up $2.89 to end the day at $1,289.77 an ounce. Oil climbed by 51 cents to end the day at $59.14 a barrel. Coming up next, Craig Dick is with a company called CropStream. It's high-tech, coming to producers' smartphones, and it's all designed around saving time and money. Craig Dick and CropStream, coming up next here on the Business News Hour.